This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Eva Parks, P-A-R-K-E-S, date of birth March 13th of 1948. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Parks with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, COPD secondary to smoking, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was November 3rd, 2025. She has been recently sick with cough and serious nasal drainage for probably 2 weeks. She is just getting over this illness now, and her husband was also sick with very similar symptoms. She believes she's feeling better now. The cough is gone. The nasal drainage has cleared up. She has not quit smoking at this time. And weight is unchanged. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear. No cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications. Want to highlight lisinopril 20 milligram daily and hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. She's also got an inhaler, Lipitor, and metformin. Physical exam, weight 125 pounds, pulse 82, and blood pressure 120 over 68. Lungs are very diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. There are no wheezes or effusions, no crackles. Heart is regular, no murmur or rub. Abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 4th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.63, slightly higher than previous levels, 1.56 and 1.5. But she was also ill when this was done. Weight count was elevated at 12.3. White count was elevated, 12.3. Normal hemoglobin, normal platelets, neutrophils were elevated at 9,434. And electrolytes were normal, potassium 4.3, calcium 9.1, phosphorus 3.7, albumin 4.5, random glucose 97. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels. That's not unexpected because she was ill with the upper respiratory infection. She will be repeating labs within the next 1 to 2 months and then every 3 months thereafter. Smoking cessation is strongly encouraged due to the chronic COPD. Three, hypertension currently well controlled. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.